Which one of you will think about a wave when we say gravity? Gravity is something that's pulling you down, that's it for you. This is Newton. Now gravity is not that. Gravity is something else. But we have a part of that. More than that, we repeated, how did you collect your logic? Piece by piece. From whom? Yes?
Life experience.
Oh, when did you experience that 2 + 2 = 4? A teacher told you that.
Yeah.
And that teacher told you a lot of nonsenses. And you have them all. And even coming back from the school, the driver maybe said something nonsense. You collected it. You collect whatever you find. So, to me, normal logical mind of a human being looks like a garbage can. Honestly, because a lot of people, when they want to throw something away, they throw it in your logic. Somebody is angry, wants to get rid of the anger, will swear to God. And you are a baby, you're listening to that swearing, it goes in your mind. Right? That's how it is. This is what the nature of logic is. Because you are not the inventor of this technique. A lot of apes are in line before humanity even. To learn from the other one. To pass on the outcome of experience. This is what has been done generation for generation. That's how birds learn to fly. The first one just took off and fell down. That's how it happens. They learn. They learn to eat less, to be lighter, to be able to fly. This is how it works. Reality. Remember, if whatever we say is not understandable in this reality, first of all, we lose the best attendant of this class. This 6-year-old boy here, which is a valuable asset for me. I'm always constantly aware of that one. Boy with no nonsense, very sharp and clever. He should understand. He understands reality. Worse than him is the other one. The other one doesn't even listen to the human logic and argument. He's an alien. He's just looking at happening. He doesn't look in your mind. Let's look at ourselves there. What do we have in our logic? If you're asked to express your logic, to say what you say, okay, what do you have to say? They give you the microphone, and everybody on the earth is listening. What do you have to say? You think you have a lot of good stuff. It takes only 10 minutes of 2-3 silly reporters to switch your brain, chip, 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 to different subjects. Then you will say the things that you will regret it for. It's there. They're an expert to take it out. They're interested to take out something which is bizarre in the brain of the fellow. This is their job. That's how it is. We could correct this, and we are here to do that. This is where we are. Last time, the first story was the problem of a human being and giving everything to the intelligence, which is going to be, which was supposed to be a part of me and serve me, now is replacing me. That was the first thing. And he said, the problem is this fellow who replaced you is always talking. And its conclusion comes from what? A stupid, simple, superficial comparison. This is the parrot. That's okay. If you want to correct yourself first, you should know that in your animal form, you have something that is good for the animal, but it's bad for you. Because it interferes with the beauty. It's a jealousy. Being jealous, competing with others is good for animals. But it's not necessary anymore for us. And for us, it will ruin your taste. Because you start to believe that what is not yours should not be beautiful, should not be good. If it is good, it should be yours. This ownership. And in this, if you had the wish that everything will be yours, it was a very good wish. You tend to do something about it and you count on your personal effort. This is Jah, right? This king of Jah will say, oh, my belief is better than yours, especially because yours is new, the conservative one. And he wants to kill all the newcomers. And his vazir has started the trick, lose the nose and the lips. And now we are at that moment of his trick. His trick was he chose 12 guys and he said, you will inherit, one by one, he said, you will replace me. You will inherit all these things I have. You have what he has, my scarf, my backdrop, I don't know, my garden, my garden house, my whatever. But give it to yourself. And this is what you should do. To the next one, the same, the same, the same. This is exactly the life story of this young lady sitting here. Somebody looked at her and she was a little baby. And that fellow thought that this little baby needs to be very fast and do something, because this is the moment that she starts her character. So she gave her an advice. She accepted it. Then a week later, another fellow, looking at this little girl, remembered her childhood, which was full of nasty people. So she told her, you should be aggressive. What is this peaceful manner you have? With this, everybody will crush you. You should be aggressive. I said, oh, look at this lady. Attention to me. Yes. Should be aggressive. And for a couple of months she was unbearable. Then the grandma came. And grandma just gave her a lot of love and peace. And at the same time, a lot of nagging about this life. That at the end everything would be ruined because grandma is old. The old age came to his yard. You see what's happening to her? So she collects all these advices. All these advices are good. All of them are good, right? But look at them. One is ruining the other one, and that one is ruining the other one, because each one talks about one part of life, one aspect of life, looking from one angle. And it is what you have in your brain. You think about the things which cannot be put together, all of them. But magically you will do it. Because this is what this vazir is doing. Tonight we hear this. Verse by verse, he talks about something. Be honest and think about it. You accept it. It's a good advice. The next one will say, this is nonsense. This is good. We are reminded of philosophy. The philosophers, first missionaries to prove the philosophers before wrong, then they will bring their own philosophy up front. We always prove ourselves wrong, but the residue is in here. Let's listen to the things that this vazir had given to these amirs, one by one. Peter.